We'll be right back with Lauren Book on Freight on Business. She survived. She's okay because it's okay to tell. We'll hear the story after this. I'm going to do my live read of Lauren's, and then we're going to play Lauren's ad, and then we're going to put Lauren on. That's because I just don't have the show set up right today. Well, I want to remind everybody, we're going to have Lauren on in just a second. She's my favorite L'Oreal woman of work this year. And my good friend, Romero Brito, he created a license plate just for her. It's called Love and Healing, and actually the license plate isn't for her. It's for all the kids in Florida, around the country, and around the world. It helps raise money to protect our kids. So go to laurenskids.org and get her L'Oreal Woman of Worth Love and Healing specially licensed plate designed by Romero Brito. And you can always pick up information on this at our sponsor and friend, Larry's Inn, and all the Warren Henry Automotive stores.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You heard me thank Larry's Inn and Warren Henry Automotive for getting involved with Lawrence Kids. You're going to hear in a second why it's so important to be involved with Lawrence Kids and support her efforts. And I want to thank Larry by reading the following ad for him. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, and a first service, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. I'm fired up, and I've got my favorite person, well, other than my beautiful, sexy wife, on the line, Lauren Book. Hey, Lauren, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I hear there's something new up in the Book family. What's going on over there?
There is. We just welcomed my first nephew, the first, you know, second little baby in our family. His name is Quentin Villarillo. My sister and him are actually driving home from the hospital right now. And my dad is over the moon, but won't go by Grandpa.
Oh, yeah? What do we got to call him? Coach. Oh, okay. Well, for me, he's the head coach. He's the ball coach. That's what he is. And did I hear the first name is Clinton? Do we have a Democrat
Quentin
in the family? Oh,
Clinton.
Okay. I didn't want to ascribe red or blue. I try to be purple right down the middle. Now, tell me this, Lauren. I voted 5 times a day because I have 5 emails. And then one day I voted, a couple days I voted like 10 times. Told all my buddies, tweeted and everything else. And high five to you for winning the L'Oreal Woman of Worth. What is that? And I saw that you had a bunch of other people that ran, too, that seemed to be worthy as well.
Thank you so much. And we want to thank you and all of your listeners from Freedom Business for all of the support. We actually had the highest amount of votes ever in the entire competition's history, over 100,000 votes. And we are so thankful for L'Oreal Paris and for naming me and Lauren's kids a woman of worth and a charity of worth. And we're so thankful for their continued support and partnership, a $25,000 sponsorship for the walk this year, which will help us get to Tallahassee from the Keys. And we're so thankful. It was an incredible night in New York. Leah Michelle from Glee did present me with my award, and it was an incredible night. My co-fellow honorees were, some of the most awe-inspiring women I've ever met. And so it's been such a great experience, and so exciting and so thankful for the support that we've gotten from you and all of your listeners. So thank you so much. It's been an incredible ride, and we're just getting ready and getting started in the new year, getting ready for the walk. the Reading Fiorentino golf event. I mean, everything's happening, and we're so excited.
Oh, yeah, we're looking forward to helping you with the walk. I know Vivian's all psyched about working on the Reading Fiorentino event. I'm meeting with Alan next week, so hopefully I'll be able to pitch in as well on that. And then the walk gets started right after that event, if I recall correctly. And we all know you walk the length of the state, but let's talk for a minute about why you walk. There's a few folks out there that may not know your story. I don't want to go through the entire rollout of your story, but what we do with you and Lauren's kids is we help the most vulnerable members of our society. Why don't you tell us a little bit more?
Absolutely. I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse from the time that I was 10 years old until I was 16 at the hands of my female nanny. And from that horrific experience, I founded Lauren's Kids along with my family because it was important that when we saw things that were unjust and unfair, things that we could work to change, we wanted to do that. And I learned that 95% of sexual abuse is preventable with education and awareness. And so we have an education curriculum, Safer Than Other Kids, in every single kindergarten and voluntary preschool throughout the state of Florida, over 16,000 classrooms. We've developed a curriculum for children with developmental delays and disabilities that was released last year, implementing our first through third and fourth and fifth grade curriculum in the next 2 years. And it's just been a huge, incredible ride. And really the reason why we do what we do is to protect kids and empower them. At the end of the day, I want survivors to know that it is okay to tell, that you can become thriving survivors if you get the help and recovery that you need. We're able to provide assistance for survivors throughout the state of Florida, provide them with referrals. You can get counseling for free at any point in time in your journey as a survivor of sexual abuse in the state of Florida. So it's such a great and important opportunity to tell people that you can become a thriving survivor. And it's all about prevention. Kids don't need to suffer the way that I did. And, you know, we started today talking about our brand new nephew, my brand new nephew,
yes,
Quentin. And really, at the end of the day, that's what this is all about, protecting our children, because they don't need to suffer. And so one of the things this year that we're really excited to announce is hashtag why I walk. And this year on the walk, we're asking everybody to hashtag why they walk. We're going to have them write on our cars and on the bus why they're walking and who they're walking for. This year, you know, I'm walking for Quentin, so Quentin doesn't have to suffer the way that I did and that so many others do. And that's what this is all about. It's about hope, healing, recovery, and empowerment.
Well, let me ask you this, Lauren. We've got lots of parents listening right now. I don't think we have too many of the young kids. We have lots of parents listening right now. And let's pretend that we're speaking to a group of young kids, elementary school kids. What might you say to them, or what might you say to their parents so that they can look for the signs to make sure this doesn't happen?
It's so important to talk to your children, have open and honest communication. Talk to them, not just about sexual abuse, but everything. Know that they need to know that you're a safe person, that they can talk to you about anything, whether it's a fight with a friend, a bad dream, or a touch that makes them feel not quite right. Notice how your children interact with other people, but also notice how other people interact with your children. If an adult comes and would far prefer to spend more time with your child than with you as the adult, there's something not quite right there, and you should look into that. We have on our website, lawrencekids.org, a great list of things that parents that they can look at and look for to see if there is something that they need to look at and investigate. They can also check out the Don't Miss the Signs campaign website, which is don'tmissthesigns.org, and to sign our pledge, to use your eyes, your voice to protect our children. And it's all about prevention. We can prevent these crimes from happening. It's all about that knowledge and empowerment to go out and make it different.
What if a neighbor is watching a kid come home and they're seeing that somebody that's not a family member is doing something? Do they have the ability or even the responsibility to call somebody?
We all in the state of Florida have a reason to report abuse. It's the law. Florida is the only truly mandatory reporting state in the country, which is something that we're so proud to have worked with our legislature to help pass.
High five to you and the coach on that one.
That's very true. It's a third-degree felony, in fact, if you don't. It's not only our moral obligation, Jim, it's our legal obligation as well.
And how would they do that? I know you've got the numbers on your website, but they can call Children and Family Services. Golly, they can call the cops.
There are three different ways that you can report abuse. You can do it on the DCF website, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. You can do it online at DCF Online, and you can also fax the report. They've made it very easy. And the important thing is, it's not our job or our responsibility to investigate if a child is being abused. We all have that gut feeling, that little thing that's telling us something's not quite right. We need to go back to a place in time where we listen to that. We don't need to have all the facts. We don't need to have all the information. If you suspect that something is not quite right, make that report. Because what happens is an investigation is triggered, and somebody will put eyes on that child to make sure that they're safe.
Well,
and that's all we have to do.
Well, Lauren, when is the walk start? When are we going to have the Reed and Fiorentino event coming up?
It is soon. March is a busy month. March and April. March 14th is the golf tournament at Turnberry. The dinner is on March 15th. And then we start at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And then we start our walk at the Southernmost Point on March 16th. This is going to be a very busy March and April for Lauren's kids. Coming up here on January 23rd at Bloomingdale's, it is Florida Charity Day. And
there
so at
go.
All the different Bloomingdale's throughout the state of Florida, Lauren's Kids is being featured. So if you go to a Bloomingdale's store on January 23rd, you can help shop and bring about awareness for Lauren's Kids.
Yeah, I just gave that to Johnny. He's about to tweet that out for us right now. So we only have a couple seconds left. So what I want to do is I want to thank you for being a part of the life of myself and Vivian and giving us a beautiful charity to believe in. You and the coach have been absolutely terrific. Mm-hmm. We look forward to continuing to work with you, the coach, Alan, the whole team over there. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. We look forward to seeing you real, real soon and being a part of all your events coming up. And the most important thing we like to do with you is help protect our kids. That's Lauren Book, L'Oreal Woman of Work this year, International Advocate for Children Protection. How about that, Lauren?
It's pretty exciting. And, better have Mr. Maddox get you ready for the walk.
Okay.
You're not going to just do one day this year. You're going to do the whole thing with us, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got my orthotics. I've got my Victor Franks will come with us because I'm going to need a massage every night, too. But listen, Lauren.
There you go.
You're the best. Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to catch up with you, the team, and the coach, and everybody else. Give a little kiss to the little one for me. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business. Thanks again, Lauren.
Thanks.
All right.
You got to give me a fight. Can't you just let it be?
All right, we had Lauren's Kids. You heard me playing the good music. I'm All Right. We brought her in with the end of the innocence, and I've got Respect queued up for the next one.